This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Contract talks with the International Longshoremen's Association are at a standstill. We'll have more right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett with special guest Priscilla Block. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Thomas Rhett live.
The International Longshoremen's Association, which represents workers at ports throughout the East and Gulf Coasts, recently canceled contract talks with terminal operators represented by the United States Maritime Alliance. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said this is a major concern for meat exporters and for all of U.S. agriculture.
September 30th sounds like a long way away, but for a complex agreement like this, we're definitely coming down to crunch time. While the West Coast ports are probably a little bit more critical to our business with all the Asian traffic, the East and Gulf ports are still critical as well for the rest of the world. About 45% of our waterborne pork exports go through the Gulf and East Coasts. And I think it's around 25 or 30% on the beef side. So that is a significant portion of our business. While most of these products are frozen going through the Gulf and East Coast, there is some chilled product, especially on the beef side, going into places like Europe and the Middle East. And there's also beef and pork that goes into Central and South America out of the Gulf. Obviously, chilled products are more time sensitive, which makes this even more urgent.
Unlike some past negotiations, the Longshoremen's Union has said its members will not continue to move cargo past the September deadline.
When the West Coast contract negotiations started in 2022, both parties agreed to continue, even though they may not get it done by the deadline of the contract, there still was an agreement to work beyond the expiration of the contract. The situation we have now with the Gulf and the East Coast longshoremen is that recently they've made it very clear that they're only going to work up till the deadline of September 30th. Hopefully, cooler heads will prevail and we make some progress on this, but right now it's a real concern.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.